Hey, my friends. Welcome back to Moonshot Entrepreneur to another episode. Today we have a really, really special episode. It's about money management for kids. And I have with me a special guest, my daughter, Adrielle. Can you say hi to everyone?
Hi, guys.
So today you're going to hear from a kid how it is to do money management and what kind of system she is following. So if you have kids, you are in for a treat, and I hope that the insights help you to suggest better money management for your children. So stay tuned, because we are going to get right into it.
Oh yeah.
Hey friends, welcome to Moonshot Entrepreneur. This is the place where we partner with God to build His custom design calling for our life. In this podcast, you'll get laser focused on aligning your life with God, and you will learn the strategies to implement true change. Along with that, you will also learn to create the time and income for the amazing dreams God has for you. Sounds like a moonshot? Well, set your expectations high, because when we dare to partner with God, anything is possible. I promise you that we're going to have a ton of fun on this journey together. So grab your notebook and pen and pursue with me your God-led life transformation. Let's go. Okay, so as I said in the introduction, today is money management for kids. And you might wonder why this is important. I really believe that financial literacy is so important also for children, because the sooner they start, the better they will be able to have a head start in life and to be able to manage their resources well. So that was also the thought behind me starting a new system with my daughter. And we've been doing this now for, I guess, about a year. What do you think?
I think not a year, like maybe a half year.
No, it was longer than that. I guess it was longer. But anyway, so, and I thought, well, who can talk to you best about money management? I mean, my view is always a parent's view, but the best view you can get is from a child. And so Adrielle was talking to me the other day and said she would like to be on the show. And I thought that this is perfect, because that gives us a chance to talk about money management. So, sweetie, would you like to introduce yourself quickly so that people know who they are even hearing from?
Of course I would. So, I'm Adrielle. I'm 9 years old. I live in Switzerland.
And so, which grade do you go to?
I'm in third grade.
So, Adrielle, you know this show is in English. Can you tell everyone quickly what your mother tongue is? Is it English?
No, it's German.
What other languages other than German do you speak?
English and French.
English and French. What are your hobbies?
My hobbies are ice hockey, self-defense, music.
Yeah, so you have a lot of hobbies. Do you also have a couple of toys?
Not a couple.
Okay.
Many toys.
Many toys. Okay. So you came here today with a book. Can you tell people what this book is about? What kind of book is it?
So this book is like a diary, but it is a money book.
It's a money book. And what do you do with your money book? What do you use it for?
Keep track of my money.
So you use it to keep track of your money.
Yeah.
So maybe another child is listening to this, and perhaps you can share a few words how you get money. You don't have a job, do you?
No,
you don't have
a job.
You're too young to have a job. So how do you make money? How do you get money?
So in doing chores, I get money, but not all the time.
Not for all the chores you get money. Why is that?
Because making the table ready for dinner, that's what we do like it's like...
Yeah, so for setting the table, you don't get money because we care for each other, right?
Yeah.
But there are other chores you get money for. Yeah. Can you give an example?
So I help do the laundry or building furniture with my dad.
So these are some examples where you get money, right?
Yeah.
Are there other instances that where you get money?
Yeah, when it's my birthday, sometimes I will have money because my granny will give it to me, or when I aced my test.
So when you ace your test, so when you get really, really good grades,
yeah.
Or sometimes for a special occasion, you get money from granny or someone else,
yeah.
Right? Okay, so this is the way you make money. And I can see here in your book that you have different buckets to manage your money. So can you quickly tell everyone which buckets you have?
Yes, of course I can. Well, one bucket I have for fun and entertainment. Another bucket is for God. The third bucket is for general living costs. The fourth bucket is for savings. And the fifth and last bucket is for money-making machine bucket or investment.
Yeah, so that bucket is called either money-making machine or investment. So you have... How many buckets do you have? Can you just count them quickly?
Five.
You have five buckets.
Yep.
So people have heard the buckets you have, and I'd like to ask you what you do with each bucket. So when do you use money from the fun and entertainment bucket?
I use it for Roblox, sometimes for Minecraft, or for games or toys.
So when you use it for gaming, you can use that money, or for toys. Yeah, that's fun and entertainment. Then what do you pay with your general living cost?
Maybe like a nice pencil for the school, or when something broke in my school, like my pencil, I need to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm. So when you need to replace a pencil, what else goes in there from there?
There, food, like a Happy Meal.
Yeah, if you want to buy Happy Meal from McDonald's, but do you also have to buy groceries, like the daily food, with that money?
No.
No, not really. When we say general living cost and you want to eat McDonald's or Happy Meal, do you have to pay the full price?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes just a part of it.
And who pays the rest?
My parents.
So, mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and who decides how much you pay?
My parents would say I could pay that much, but I can decide how much I want to.
So, I would suggest how much I would think would be fair. And you then maybe have a different suggestion, and at the end we decide what would be a fair share of the thing you need to pay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we covered fun and entertainment and general living cost. You have here a bucket for God. Who decides how much goes in there?
I decided, but you would suggest me to do it like this. But I can't decide it because it's my money.
Yeah, so I would make a suggestion, but in the end, it's your decision, right? So let's give people an example here. Let's say that you got $5. How would you divide your $5 up?
I would look first which of the buckets has the least money.
So you would first check which bucket has the least money of all.
Yeah.
And so, then you would do what?
So then I would put it into a half, like 2.5 plus 2.5 is $5.
Mm-hmm.
So then I put 2.5 to the bucket who has the least money, and 2.5 maybe to fun and entertainment, or like general living costs.
All right. So this is how you decided. And what about the bucket which you have for God? Do you always put something in, or only sometimes? How do you do that?
Not really often, but Sometimes when I think something in the church might be important for charity or so, then I could take it on Sunday to the church and give it to the charity.
Okay, so you also check what kind of projects are going on in your church.
Yep.
To take it to church then. All right, what we did not talk yet about is the savings bucket. So what is the savings bucket? What are you saving up for?
I'm saving up for maybe when I'm older, like 18, I can buy a cell phone or something like a car.
Okay, so here you are saving up for stuff that you are not old enough right now to do. But you have started already to save up for these things, right?
Yeah.
So do you use that money if you really want to buy a toy?
No, not really.
Not really, right? Because you already have money in other buckets for that. What do you do if you really want to buy a toy and you don't have enough money in the fun and entertainment bucket?
Then I would ask my parents if they could buy it for me on my birthday or on Christmas or maybe on their birthday. Well, because sometimes they give me a present on their birthday.
Yes. What if we say no to that? What will you have to do then?
Then I need to save up my money until I have enough to buy it. Or
right.
I just wait patiently till next year.
Or you just wait patiently till next year. Okay, good. That's really wise, I think. We have here another bucket, which is the money-making machine bucket or the investment bucket. Do you right now have money in that bucket?
Yes, I have.
Do you use it already?
No.
Why is that?
Because I don't really know how to use it.
And I told you that we will use it a little bit later when you are a bit older, right?
Yeah.
This is our system, guys, right? This is all there is to it.
Yeah.
Or is there another system behind it? Did we forget anything?
No.
Okay, so this is our system. And now comes the killer question where every child who is listening to this is wondering, Adrielle, is money management like this? Is it easy? Is it helpful? Or is it really complicated and boring? What do you think? You can be honest here.
I'll say the truth and I'm honest.
Uh-huh.
It's really helpful.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
So that the money now not really goes that fast away, that I have now everything like zero cash.
I didn't get the last part. You have what?
That I don't have zero cash.
That's really helpful, you think?
Yeah. Also that I can think my decisions before buying something.
That you can think about your decisions before buying something. That's really good. I'm really glad that it helps you. Because when I suggested this, I didn't know if it would work and how this entire thing would resonate with you. So how often do you keep track of your money in this book? Like every time you get money, you also update this book?
Yeah.
Good. So this is a physical book. And here a little insight from me, guys. I really believe it's easier for a kid to have a physical book and be able to write down all the entries. I think it helps to memorize it and to think about it. One last question here. Did you like being on the show? How do you like being on the podcast?
It.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Would you come again?
Yeah.
So any last words to our listeners?
Yes, please subscribe to my mommy's channel. We would really appreciate it.
So here is how you guys can subscribe to the show. In the description of this episode, you will find the link to my Facebook group. You can join the group and you can also hit the subscribe button in iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast too. And I really look forward to hearing from you. If this episode helped you or blessed you, please leave me a review. I would really appreciate that. And yeah, this is all we've got to say, right?
See you next time, guys.
Bye. Bye. See you next time. Bye. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.